Amen. Let me come up with you now. Are there any specific questions today?
Yes, of housing.
Housing. House on Nimnik. Kanam just gotten how their housing was set up or how? Akadamani title Nitayuk house. How did you build your house?
Long time ago.
Mm.
Yeah. Long time ago, we used house Wallace height, big house, Wallace height, round, little bit round. Put one by four, thin one. One stick in the middle. So he put thin one, half inch wide, half inch thick, 3-4 inches wide. Put that on top, then from inside push, make them round, push up, push, make round. Because 1 by 4, half inch thick. Push round. One is big room, one room. Two families stay there. Two families, room. One big room, whole. Each side make a seal oil lamp with burners. One is the back. One is the side, two of them, one. And this side one, and in the middle side one, that side. When sometimes getting cold, little lamp, steel oil lamp, burn it right in the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because in the winter time, pretty cold. Yeah. Yeah, pretty cold. Mm-hmm. Only we stay on one room with a bear skin covered. Put the grass under the just like floor, water tight. Put the grass on the bottom, then put the water tight, just like floor. Grass under this was deep. Put the grass. So don't have to cool. We use deerskin mattress. We sleep one room. Every two families sleep once a year. Yeah, we do it that way long time ago. Two shale oil lamp right in. One is back, shale oil lamp. Always up. Every day, my father go hunting. When you start the daylight, we watch a star. Because that's like the star, that's like a bear. They turn it to the north when they start the daylight. When they see the coming to turn to the north, so everybody starts, we go start the daylight, we go hunting. So everybody go hunting. Because he knows, we got new clock. No clock. That's why there was a star. We used a deerskin pants, deerskin on top, and deerskin sack, and mucka, deerskin boots, with my tie, knee high, and coat bird skin and put on top the snowshoes. This kind of white one. Yeah. They use white snowshoes. Go hunting. All day. When start of big night came back. Sometimes they kill walrus, sometimes kill seal. Yeah. Because that time not much gun. That's why using harpoons. I've been using harpoons myself for 24 hours. When I getting old, when I walk to Sibunga, I used a water tunnel. When I was a young boy, my father teach me hunting, teach me how to hunt. Always we got teaching eyes. About young eyes, this mistake. When we not throw teaching, we walk. When we get throw, we don't have to walk because it will break young eyes. When you get fish, see, freeze, put the young eyes. That's why some of the boys, you know, sitting ground, pretty hard to get back. The slippery ice, young ice. That's why a long time ago, he got big knife, butcher knife, one put in a belt with a covered with a knife, this was long knife. When he drowned, we used knife, come up. Yeah. Now, you don't do it anymore that way. Put it here. But he got the plastic. That's like this kind. See, this kind of young boy. Put a knife inside with a cover. You don't have to put in it. Yeah, no more. No more food. They're not, some of them used a silkskin. I mean, Mecca. Yeah, silkskin. Samba, they don't use Korean boys, like Korean boys, like using Korean boys. Yeah. The white one, except the white one. I know black is a Korean boys, yeah.
How tall are you, Jimmy? How tall are you? I didn't do good at it.
Right?
How many feet?
How many feet? Me? When I was?
One is five.
Yeah. Right now? I don't know how many feet.
Because it makes a difference how tall you are for how big your house is.
The height is higher. But bedroom about this my height. About 5 feet lower. Yeah. When you walk inside, when you stand up, you go this way. Yeah. Taller man. Because in the winter time pretty cold. Yeah. Because we use only steel oil. Yeah.
No fire. No fire?
Fire? Yeah.
Is that
in the middle? No, only steel oil lamp. About this much wide. She know what, one time Jimmy, when dinner Jimmy was coming, Jimmy killed oil lamp.
Oh.
Yeah, glee. Yeah. Then she knows how to kill it.
Piku. I can believe that. You mix it with something. Take off little sand. So they mix the, you know, in to make the land. They mix it with little sand, the clay, and then they burn it or put it inside a hot container so it cooks. Yeah, it becomes. Yeah. So she chews too much there. So they will see it on the land.
This is a kind of clay to mix with the sand. Don't beat our temple. Need a small one.
Some of them this much round, you know, almost round. Put the burner front, this much wide, burner.
Cook.
Yeah, it's pretty hard time, man. Long time ago. Yeah. Sometime when bad water out of oil, not much meat, we don't have to eat. Only evening, before evening, we eat some little bit. Sometime before we go out the food, we try to give seal skin, uncooked seal skin, little guy eat it, also raw. Try to eat. We don't have to. Yeah, try to learn it also. Yeah. Before out the food, try let them learn it. Because if we out food, we will eat their skin, rope. That's why try to learn it. Now, no more. Because we got store, we buy.
So do you still let them chew on those dried rope? So when they're stranded in the wilderness with no food and they run out of food, then they would be able to chew on the source of the food.
Yeah. Pretty hard time. Mm. Yeah, a long time ago, because then but it's gone. Yeah. We don't have chatka, nothing. Just we got about this much round, neat, just like a neat, with 9 feet, 8 feet long, 9 feet long, 10 feet long, wood, tie them when the bird flying in the mountain, oak wood, myrrh, no chatka, good, yeah. Everywhere. Before that we call honey. We call anava. Yeah. About 10 feet long. 12 feet long. About this much round. Just like a net. Tight. Oh.
Little net.
Yeah. Anava. Anava lucky. We call anava lucky. When the bird flying that way, always, when each wind go flying always, this way. When the west wind go flying that way, yeah. Yeah. Pretty hard time, long time ago. Yeah. Sometime no more oil.
One is the one, and one is the one is the word.
Yeah, a long time ago we've been hard time. Yeah. That's why before our support, he tried to learn how to eat it with the silk and with the blubber. Tried to learn it, eat it before out the food. Because we don't have to learn it, so we will starve. That's why. Tried to learn it. Yeah. That's why ladies take some grains, something else, so they let them freeze. Let them freeze, keep them. In the winter time we eat it with a blubber, still a blubber with the meat. It's been a hard time, long time ago. Now it's when we out, we buy some store wood, yeah. The store order. Because walls got just like a balloon. Yeah. Sometimes blood, air come up. They never sunk. Just like right here. We call Bovia. We call Bovia just like a hook. Yeah. Yeah. Because flowers, when they're brought out, they never sent. Yes, they're floating. Because Bovia.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you dry Bovia. Men, do you use them?
In the winter time, when we I've been hot for hard pond always. Before I shoot it, and hop on it. Seven boys hold it. When I hop on it, fall and then come up to shut it. We pull on top of the ice. The cutting was a knife about 5 feet long. It's not wide. Everybody, boys, tight rope, drag them home. 4 miles. 3 mile, 5 mile out, drag them home. Yeah, because we eat wild skin, wild hide. Yeah. The blubber we used to steal oil long time ago. Now, you don't hunt anymore, boys. Some few boys hunt. Because we use meat, walrus meat, kilo meat.
Mm.
Yeah. Now boys, they don't hunt anymore much.
Lazy?
Yeah. My only one boy, one of my boys, he go hunt always. Walrus hunting, yeah. Yeah, two boys always hunt walrus hunting. Yeah. They dress about 4 feet, about 2 feet wide.
Mm.
Put the liver and something else, catch it with the rope and drag them. And I, yeah, go 4 miles out, 5 miles.
Sometimes
getting dark.
Mm.
Yeah. They are ten. Now the boys kick walkie-talkie or kick the walkie-talkie.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody go boat hunting walkie-talkie. Mm. So I'm going, before I go, I will try to get walkie-talkie more.
Mabel was saying that
I got rid of this much light. For talking to the boy,
They also keep the while the stomach lining, and then the while we're, I don't know what part of it they, when they blow it, they say they get really big. So they dry those and put like seal oil in there, or hook fish, or blubber. Just out the blubber.
Also, I will try to get good at Canada. Yeah, good at Canada. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, pretty hard.
Yeah. You had a question?
Yeah, still one. That's what I was going to address. It's easy to interpret it.
Okay.
And he says he's no longer in the hunt, mm-hmm. and that he can buy things from the grocery store. And I just have a question.
Sometime late, getting dark. Sometime getting dark.
Of course you can.
When you're coming back. Yeah.
When you go to store, where do you get your money from?
You know, before our store, they buy seal skin and fox skin. Really. They ship it to outside and get money to our store. We sell it to store some grocery. Before we got to a store, it was a hard time. Only whaler boat, white man boat, going to whaler north, they buy it. I sell it, we sell it. Yeah, some figure come April, May, by boat, trader.
Today?
No, not now, long time. Not now, no more.
How do they get money today to go to store? Do they work or?
Oh, you know, we don't work anymore. We get 50-60, retirement, pension. We don't get money, no.
He said in the traditional days, I think, is there anything like the villages I observe, a lot of them do get a lot of welfare, like when they have children, they're qualified for welfare or they get food stamps.
So I wonder what kind of economic inability is that now?
Very few definitions. Like the school may hire maybe 5 to 10 people. The stores may hire 5 to 10 people. So a lot of people a lot of the villagers depend on their parents or grandparents' welfare checks or social security checks or old age checks. And when those come in, they use that to buy the gas so they can go hunting.
Yeah, it was a hard time, long time ago, before we got store, only boat trader come, we buy, we sell it, fur, sell skin, we buy, we didn't get money for only trade, right now, those who got job, get money.
What if they don't get job?
They hired some contractor. When you come to contractors, build something, they hired boys to get money.
How many work at the school? How many people?
Right now it's three boys, three or four boys working at Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get money. Yeah.
What about girls? What about girls?
Cooking. Yeah, cooking. Mm. Two native girls, they work in it for cooking. Yeah. Native girls. Yeah.
How many hired by the store? At the store? Store, I mean, kibbutz building. Kastin, Charlie building.
Three.
One
girl is working for the storekeeper.
In the morning, they have stuff on the roof, another girl is stuff.
So three, they shift around, one woman to work until 3 o'clock and one from 3 to 6. So I think that's the way they try and hire more people, by rotating them. I know in my village, my uncle hires students like that, or younger people, so they have different shifts.
8 hours to work, 8 hours a day. Yeah. Monday to Friday.
How much a gallon for gas in your village?
A gas.
How much 1 gallon?
Two days, they use 5 gallon silver.
$10 to $5.
So, we use castor for cooking. Also, propane stove. We use.
For 2 gallons.
$1.
Gas stove. When you buy 5 gallons gas stove, how much you pay? 5 gallons.
How much? Only 2 gallons. We buy $10. Mm. 2 gallons.
$10
for 2 gallons.
Yeah, 2 gallons. $2, $10.
How much for snow go gas?
I don't know how much to go. You got only 2 gallon tank. You got only over 2 gallons.
You don't know how much they pay?
No, how much it is.
Higher.
My boy asked, he asked some money, $10, he wants to get gas. That's why. So my snow is good.
I assume that they would be pretty expensive because the barges have to go all the way up here to deliver. I know in my village it's about 260 or something like that. 280 was the summer when we had to buy gas per gallon before we went to pick berries. And the drum, 55-gallon drum was like 175 with the mix, I guess, with whatever oil. And we needed to use like two or three drums to get to where we were going and back. Well, then, I mean, I didn't have to spend that much money. So we all pitched in, you know.
That's why myself, I was teaching Eskimo dance in school. Before they gave me money, so I told them, why not pay me fuel, not the money. So you can pay me fuel, be all right. Yeah, principal, he told me, yes, I give you a drum for the 1 week. Yeah, 1 week. I get 50 gallons every week because kitchen for Eskimo dance.
Mark?
Yeah. That's why I don't get from the store, from government. I get that. So every week, 50 gallons, yeah. They help me, 50 gallons, so I don't use 50 gallons, almost 2 months, 2 months, 50 gallons we can use it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't use much, yeah.
So what do you do with your extra? You get extra, and then what do you do with that? What do you do with the other extra? Your extra drums, what do you do with them?
I give them to my boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give them to my boys, yeah. Because I can't. Two of my boys, good hunter. Mm-hmm. When he kills something, give it to my wife.
Oh, okay.
Bring it to my, give it to us, yeah.
That's the work I told my mate. He gave it to him, that's the work. After that, no more outside. My
parents
still make, I give it to
Nick. Did you ask him what his first impression was of the whalers and the traders that came?
Imu. Whalerat kasat, daikati, when they first come, what did you think when you first saw them? How did you feel?
When I come here?
When the whalers came.
Whalers came?
Yeah. For the first time when you see them, what did you think? How did you feel?
We feel pretty good, yeah.
No.
When,
when the whalers come, what did you think of the whalers? Gussat, what did you call them earlier? The men, the ships, when they first came, the whaler, the white man, when you first saw white men, how did you think?
I don't understand.
Okay, when the white man came for the first time in the ship, what did you think about them? But Kaitumyok put it about them coming.
What boat are you in? The monkey.
Yeah, everybody when the boat come to be, because they will trade, that's why everybody glad. When he see boat, they have it everybody. Am yakpak sa rat. Because after that, yeah, they come to the shore, they trade. They trade some tobacco and something else.
Catholic seeds are everything. So I assume what he's expressing is that they were happy to see them because they're able to trade such with them.
Because we have no first time they drink coffee. Yeah. Always coffee. No tea.
Oh, no tea.
No, it's tea.
Siberia.
Oh, Siberia.
From Siberia. They call this was thick. This was white. With a cut knife. Put the water, put in it, soup it, and boil it, you know. Take it off, hang in the lamp, this one's eyes, boil it, the drink. Yeah.
So they would, the teas that they got from Siberia were about this thick, maybe size of this paper, and they cut little chips and put it into a boiling water, and that's how they got their tea.
Can you ask if the white men were kind?
Were the white men good to you, to the people or not, when they first came?
Yeah, they help always the white men when they first came, both come here. Yeah.
Did they bring alcohol and stuff?
No.
Did they try to take women? Well, I've been taught.
I don't know. No.
One day I saw it at movie.
Only in the movies?
Yeah.
How often do the trains that come? How many times?
Only early trains. Yeah. Sometimes two, yeah.
Peterson home.
The Peterson, they buy fur, deerskin, ivory, all of that. They buy trade. Only trade can buy some money, you know. Only sometimes silver money. You got no paper no more, they never continue. Only silver money. Yeah, a long time ago, silver money.
So one or two ships every spring went by for trade. They traded, they didn't give them exchange of money, but if they did, it would be silver. And they would trade for tusks and fur, animal fur.
Yeah. Holmes and the Peterson, they saw two boats coming. Well, except the Coast Guard cutter. They buy some ivory, carving ivory, animal. Such a trade. Some of them get silver, buy some silver money.
What did you do with silver?
We sell it to white man.
They waited there first to sell, and then they sell the silver to the white.
a long time ago, before the door opened, we got the heart down. Right? Yeah. All of us have trapped in this way. When the figure comes, they tell us.
That's a
rosary, yeah. When I married with a family, my boy, we got the camp for carving, white rock. When we come back, we sit at the store. When we get the store, buys for $40 always, yeah, $40 a piece. But that time was the grocery cheap.
Mm.
Yeah.
How much? Like
$40 to buy. We buy prawns and raisins and bread and sugar and hay and flour.
How much was tea at that time?
Not much.
$1?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it came a long time ago. Yeah. $40 worth, we get lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. Whole box.
Could you ask him how much one white box is worth now?
How much white box or rink box? How much?
One box? Cost a long time ago?
No, today.
I don't know when they never sell it. No more. Maybe they sell it somewhere. Sure, they buy fuel. I don't know how much to buy. Yeah. They don't buy much anymore. The crabber, they send it someplace, mail it to somebody, some mail it someplace.
Could you ask what the religion was like before a missionary showed up?
Before the Before the priests came, how was your religion like before? Before they came, before the missionaries came.
My father always said that he was doing your dad, he was a long time ago, he was doing all people. When you go out, you remember that the God is long time ago.
Appa.
Because always flowing hard, no makes rain. Maybe we go hunting.
Before the missionaries came, they've always had what they call God today. But in their language, they call it a baksa. And that's who they ask for good weather, food, good health. So that's what they call
it. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a long time ago they know it's God. Apakta, we call it Apakta. Yeah.
I never used to go to church, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how come they call today?
She wants to know how come after you never go to church, how come you, she wants to know how come you go to church today, before you never used to. I guess they didn't understand me, but she said the way they prayed was when they opened, when they asked for something from up from that their God, they would open the door and talk to the space and weather and cloud, direct their message up. And they would say, please clear the weather because there's no more meat for us to eat, so that we can go hunt when the weather clears. And then she said they would clear up after that.
It is the fourth. She asked the girl, the mother told the girl.
So when the children turned doing that, or they were directed by their parents to do that, open the door, and when they do get food, they have to tell. Angatkutam Sonu Lakshmi Shabanan Angatkun Angatkut medicine, they heal you, they fix your body.
I don't know, but my father spoken with him.
Angatkun
Adi Nalaya Dhanapatya Adi Nalaya.
We call Ali Nazareo. Yeah. The singer.
Yeah.
McDark. McDark.
Something like that.
No light. The darkness.
The singing are
with my blanket.
I
don't really listen to that.
Oh.
Yeah. They sing. They sing different songs. Different song. Our song. Different song. Because that.
Yes.
Without light, he sin. Yeah.
The medicine, what we call it,
they have a different name.
They would do some performances. She was there, but she was too scared to listen to them, so she would type herself under the blanket.
I don't listen.
And the types of songs that they sang were different from the types of songs he sang. So. The spiritual songs were different from regular songs.
Because I'm scared, like the girl's scared, me and my sister's scared. And my hair is so forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they sing in darkness only, with no light.
Singing some drum.
Yeah.
Some guy is crying in a side house. Ah, drum. That man.
That man, he go fly.
Make more
than
father,
my
stay.
He's
flying.
He's flying.
No,
he's flying.
It makes
him father. He's flying. Yeah. He's flying, but he's fast. I know one time, Pedro Valerman from camp.
That
name one Catalan, he flies. He go up to the Sri Lanka, but Pedro You won't go. You won't go with him. See, Waka Plin, he told him, you better not go. I go myself. No, I like go with you. Well, if you want to go with me, you, in the back. Don't see it.
Yeah.
You grab me, and I'm going to fly. After that, he do it that way. He go up, I don't know how many minutes. It's like wind blowing. Stop. He told me, okay, you can see it. Down to the Shirunga. Yeah. Human. Yeah, from camp. Yeah. About that camp is about maybe 25 miles. Yeah, 25 miles. Yeah, from camp.
So these shamans were able to fly, and they would be flying inside their houses when they're doing their performances, and they'll just drop to the ground. And he was just telling a story about the shaman that was in a fish camp with this another man who was not a shaman apparently. And they were going to go back to the room band, and this man wanted to go with him, and he said no. And then he insisted in going with him, so he said, well, you better do what I want, you know, follow my directions. So,
Close your eyes
and don't open them until we get there. But hold me from the back like
yeah.
this.
Good so indeed, get the hold.
So they
close
went and
eyes.
They flew and they were in the Bombay long time.
No, other camp. Next to
the
Kapala, other camp.
Other camp?
I'm here and I used the Kapala. He's here in Bombay. That time. Came from Shivunga because the latter children they would go. That time I heard the Shivunga that being preacher, the move to Shivunga.
Oh, because of school.
I'm 15 years old. School.
Yeah. From the Papa could walk to the Shimoka, 5 hours walk, 5 hours. Yeah, 5 hours.
From camp to Shimoka?
Yeah, to going to Shimoka from Ali. The Papa, 5 hours.
5 hours.
Walk, yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. But 100 flight, maybe 2 minutes.
They
So this the relative of this man who's living in Nome was the person that did that flying. That must have been really interesting to be able to do that. I mean,
my grandmother was a senior astronaut. I didn't see.
Oh.
My sister stayed.
Your grandmother was an earth cook?
Yeah. My mom. My sister. Then my mother died. She came to me when I was married. I stayed in the house. My sister stayed in her grandma.
So her and her sister had to be split up when their mother died. It's two different families.
My father is Papa.
Cousin.
Yeah, cousin.
Yeah, cousin.
My father.
Cousin. That's only not the Wakatlin. I don't know, five men. It's like
yeah.
George that way.
Medicine men?
Yeah.
But Wakatlin, The air says, good flyer, I think. Maybe faster than an airplane. Looks like they fly faster than an airplane.
I saw in the little bit light, I saw in
little flower.
No. Shaway and fine drum. It has a small bat running around.
Oh.
Little fox, yeah.
When it's little light, small, it's little light more.
Oh.
Yeah.
When they're getting dark?
No. I'm always covered by it.
When the fox, little fox, he jumping. When they get light, lower. When they getting dark, go up, bigger. Yeah.
So when these medicine men, shamans were performing, there would be little fox circling around on top of the drum.
Yeah.
And so when they play. And they get bigger when they start cleaning the house, and when there's more light, they get smaller, but they keep on more gentle. Or not. Interesting.
But
they can make you.
The Ashmo drum, do it this way always, little bit, do it this way. Yeah. Little do it this way.
The fox.
Good jumping around, little flock. My little flock. Quitting dog, go up, little kicking dog, kicking up. When they getting light, going down. Yeah, getting smaller.
Always fox, though?
Yeah. I don't know what, fox, little fox. That's like a white fox.
Are there people in the building that still believe in all of or do those things?
No.
Are there other cooks today? Are there shamans today? Today there's still some?
Who?
Shaman. No. Medicine men.
No more. Only Ashmo dance. That's all. No more. Only ask more than that, though.
Are you happy because there's no more medicine men?
Yeah.
No more.
You're happy about it?
Yeah.
Because it scared you?
I'm scared.
Some of these some churches have really painted the healers, the medicine men, really negatively. So that really suppressed the belief system, the traditional belief system in some villages. And although they still have the power within them, they have to put them under the table or do some tiny performance because it was not an appropriate practice anymore.
Also, I know that there is from the first day to one, there were some, and then some families who were doing their practices, their medicine practices, and then they were talking to parties in their class, and then they finally said, oh, okay, there's a God, but they changed their life and saw me into the pastor.
Sadika.
Sadika
not cool. More stories on medicine men? Do you have more stories?
That's all I we know it, medicine master.
Ah.
Sometimes my grandmother, with lots of people, coffee is no medicine that time. My grandmother going to somewhere in the pickup somewhere, I don't remember, the acronym is
Tuk-tuk.
Yeah, about that, Tuk-tuk. People go out, pick up coffee, it's difficult, small, it's good. That's like big.
Is that her grandmother used to some kind of plants that grew that they used for medicine with. They dry the plants first,
mm-hmm.
and then their grandmother would give little pieces to chew, and then they act like vaporizers, like they
sometimes
the
news now
is big,
like that.
When they get cold, when they get cold, when they get cold,
when they have cold.
You still use that?
No more.
Right now, no more.
No more.
We'll never pick anymore. Also, I'm going to tell you, little flock, what is in little flock? If somebody, everybody goes as far as inside, tell them, welcome to the little flock. You better go touch you. Go over there to little flock. Going that way, there's the fox that night. Another boy told that one. One of the boys I know, Vernon, he tried to that way, fox stayed away. No more fox stayed away. We don't see any more. So that boy, Vernon, he was sick. He will die. Yeah, for dating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
In their home?
Yeah. Everybody in the hall inside. He come over front. Go that way, the fox people. Everybody. That Vernon, when he come up, when he tried to hand get away stuff, he told him he was sick, he will die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they take him.
So they test their futures of their life by approaching the young animal foxes, and then if they're well, physically well, and they're healthy and they're going to live, then the fox will assist them. But then this one person, Barney, is dead and the fox got startled and ran away, and that
burst
of illness and death.
Yeah. That boy, the name was Vernon, he didn't die.
Fukushima.
The little fox there, maybe they were stitching for the whole world, sick.
What kinds of things did the medicine man, what were the different reasons they would call him, and how
The medicine men, What else did they do? How come people had the medicine men? What did they use them for?
No, that's all I would have been watching for.
That was their job? What was their job? The medicine men's job. Were there women? Were the women medicine men too, Avana?
My grandmother.
Yeah, were they medicine?
That one. Yeah. I know only one woman that much.
Phoenix too?
Strong? Grandmother. Her mother, grandmother.
I need a student.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her grandmother used to sing, but she didn't fly. they're kind of hesitant to talk in depth about this, I think, because he expressed at one time that he was a professor. But I understand from listening to other people that they did have a lot of different roles. And apparently the women were stronger whenever they have competition. So there were healers, some, they're good and bad folks. There were healers, there were providers for the food, for the weather, call for the good weather. Those were some of the types of things. They go talk to the underground animals or to the space world, and they go up to the moon and circle around the moon and see the galaxies. So they had a lot of potentials and a lot of power. And the way that they used their mind was very, very strong. Their mind power was very, very strong.
Did they not exist like everybody else did, or did the people?
Yeah, they lived a normal life, that's what they think. They just had extra.
Do you think some of them were the leaders? Become the leaders of the community?
Are you asking me or you want me to ask them?
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I think so. I think because they have a lot of hidden powers that they use. As helpers of themselves, because they have that potential to communicate with the future or with the unseen.
Yeah.
Does somebody else have questions?
Yeah. The transition from medicine man to religion kind of all revolves around a great death.
Pardon?
The great death. Where a lot of people got sick, a lot of people passed away, and then they lost their faith in the medicine man, and then they couldn't stop people from dying, and then they went over to the Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know something is not talked about a whole lot, so you don't have to ask anymore.
Yeah, okay. I can maybe bring that up later. Some of the things are harder for me to ask, even though I understand them, but there are ways that I have to ask them so that they'll understand. But that's a good point.
Yeah. Do they think overall things are better today than they were long time ago?
She wants to know if things are better today than long time ago. Like music. Is it better today than it was long time ago? Yes, it is. And I can understand why, because they're not, I mean, transportation,
but now it's no more like it's my money.
Yeah, no more like it's my money.
It's the money. Singing.
Only after we're done, that's all.
One of my men, my cousin, Mr. Long, fancy to sing to singing. Yeah, he was good. Some of the singing good. He compares himself to Bible.
So a lot of young
people are into the singing, both in church and in the village too, and are real good composers.
Would they ever get like boats from other countries, or just boats from America, or would Russian or Japanese boats ever come to their island a long time ago?
Yes, they did mention earlier that they had boats from Siberia.
They were from there, no.
Yeah, but they spoke that they were
Was that at the same time when boats like from the lower 48 would come up, or they were just Siberian?
Ungase, sind mir bei der Schule gegangen, an mir spät,
da wäre es.
Da ist auch schon.
Nur dann schon wieder auch.
Die Long Time Ago.
Siberian.
Yeah, we used to gamble. I don't know how much, 5-4 days, Quebec.
So they had separate. Apparently they know the names of these two other ships that came by the person, the main head.
Sometimes 8 or 9 boats go to the ammo. Because then it's Wallace Hyde, Rope, Muckluck. Then they trade, take some bear skin, trade. That's why they need. They trade them. You like walrus hide rope. Because they're using it for a covered with the house. Walrus hide. It's pretty hard to get. We make walrus hide for the female hide. Female walrus hide. We use it for covered with our house. Also, we use it for a bedroom.
I think it's kind of like, is that chief playing? So,
I need to tell him for him that I won't be here tonight at 6:30 and I can run out.
Okay. Ataku 6:30 me. You can rest. He's not gonna come. Day night. Magnus, see you.